Good morning. This is the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles. Happy Friday. I hope everyone's having a fantastic start to their morning. I'm doing a lot better today than I did yesterday. I was trying to do a show yesterday and I could never get it together. My appointment got switched to this afternoon, so I'll be able to do my show right now. Then I also, of course, have an amazing podcast. If you have not checked out the podcast here on Anchor FM, besides mine, of course, please make sure you check out the podcast by the amazing team of father and daughter team, John and Destiny Constantine. They have a podcast called Chatting with the Constantines. So I hope you all will check out their podcast. I'm honored to say that I will be a guest today on their show. And I'm so looking forward to being on their podcast. So I wanted to start with that news on this amazing Friday. Here in North Carolina, I'm in Fuquay Varina. It's a town in the Raleigh-Durham area. Or Raleigh, North Carolina, and I hope everyone's having an amazing, amazing start to their Friday. On a bit of, you know, on bitter news, there's been a lot of, people on the news where you hear about them passing away. Unfortunately, we've lost quite a bit of them. Hank Aaron, Larry King, Cloris Leachman, and the amazing Cicely Tyson, all of them. And of course, there's more, you know, there's more people that have lost. But in the entertainment world, so far, we've lost one of the greats, Hank Aaron, a baseball great. Then Larry King, a very amazing person for journalism, just an overall great person that did a lot throughout his career. Larry King, and of course, Cloris Leachman. She was in Mary Tyler Moore. She was in Raising Hope. I believe the Beverly Hillbillies movies and many other Broadway, a lot of different stuff throughout her lifetime. And of course, the amazing Cicely Tyson. The most recent work that I saw Cicely Tyson do was on How to Get Away with Murder. She was a big part of that cast, and what a career this amazing woman had. She was a 96, I believe, and I don't think anything compares to all the work that she's done over her career, over countless movies. I think she was also in the Medea, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. She did, many different ones. Madea's Family Reunion. She was in so many stuff, but a lot of Broadway work as well. She did so many different types of movies in her career. She was on Gunsmoke. She was on so many different things throughout her career. And she played, you know, in Cicely Tyson filmography and movies. She was in The Help. She was in Alex Cross, The Haunting in Connecticut. She did so much throughout her career. And she had 10 of her most memorable roles were probably, or her performances. She did, she had so many. East Side, West Side. She did that from 1962 to 1963. The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman in 1974. Roots, who can forget Roots, in 1977. King, 1979. The Marva Collins Story, 81. And the list just goes on and on. So we've lost quite a bit of greats, and may they all rest in peace. And for me, it's all about getting to heaven and prayer. So my heart goes out to all their family and friends and loved ones. And for any of us that have lost a loved one as well. I send my prayers to all of you. And, you know, I just want to start with that on the show. And I know it's a little bit more somber, but I wanted to start with that at first. So we'll be right back and we'll start the show. I hope everyone's having a blessed Friday. Good morning and welcome to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I'm enjoying my breakfast blend coffee. Oh, sorry, not my breakfast blend. Dunkin' Donuts coffee, I'm sorry, with my Great Value creamer. I decided to try a new creamer. I've always liked the Great Value one that they have at Walmart, so I tried instead of the, I still have the Land O'Lakes, of course, I love that one, but I tried out the Great Value creamer, regular creamer, the half and half for Great Value, and it was really, really good. So that's what I'm drinking this morning. I hope everyone's having a blessed, blessed Friday. Good morning. And I wanted to just, hope everyone's doing fantastic today, and I wanted to dive into today's show. As I said, I'm really, really happy to be a guest on Chatting with the Constantines. Please check out their show. They're through Anchor FM, and it's by John and Destiny Constantine. And if I'm mispronouncing your name, I apologize, guys. But I'm so happy to be a part of their show today. I guess they'll share the links. They'll send me the links when the show processes. But I'm really, really excited to be a part of their show. So shout out to them, and I wanted to say thank you. Today I'm going to be discussing, I think I did a live on it. I'm going back to Diana Gabaldon, and she is the author of Outlander. If you have not heard of Outlander, Diana Gabaldon is a New York Times bestselling author of 6 other novels: Outlander, Dragonfly and Amber, Voyager, Drums of Autumn, The Fiery Cross, and Lord John and the Private Matter, and one work of nonfiction, The Outlandish Companion. But she has far, far more books than that now. And she, this book is part of the Outlander series, and it's called A Breath of Snow and Ashes. So this is book 6 of her Outlander series. And time travelers revolutionized colonial America with cliffhangers galore in Gabaldon's 6 Outlander epic. This compulsively readable mix of authenticity set historical fiction and completely satisfying romance maps both violent loss and strong family ties. The large scope of the novel allows Gabaldon to do what she does best, paint in exquisite detail the lives of her characters. So this is from Booklist. And the other one, the time travelers revolutionized colonial America with cliffhangers galore in Gabaldon's 6 Outlander epic, was from Kirkus Reviews. And it talks about the different books that she has. The first one was Outlander, which started it all. And there's also a series on Stars. And the older shows are on Netflix right now. They just put up the 4th season there. And it's going into the 5th season. And the first book was Outlander, Dragonfly and Amber, Voyager, Drums of Autumn, The Outlandish Companion, which is a nonfiction book, The Fiery Cross, and Lord John and the Private Matter. This is the order of publication of them so far, but she has far more books now, and the way you are able to check out her books, you just need to go into her website. Give me a moment. Give me a moment right now so I can pull up my computer. I had to step into our bedroom because my kids have overtaken my room. So that's been a little tough here. Okay, let me go to her. It's her website is www.dianagabaldon.com. And here you'll find out all about her home, her latest news. And the latest was on January 15, 2020. Be aware that incorrect publication release dates in October for Go Tell the Bees That I Am Gone were posted on several Amazon websites in different countries and were already offering it for pre-order online. No Bees publication date has been set yet. And then please click to read my blog for more information. So she links it to her blog where you can find out more about her book and what's going on so far from her latest book. Because like I said, she's got far more books than that now. I think this will be her 9th book. The book that they're waiting on about, which is called Go Tell the Bees That I Am Gone. That's part of the Outlander book. But right now we're going to focus all on book number 6, A Breath of Snow and Ashes. Now, I heard about this series or books thanks to my wonderful mother-in-law, Kathy Stein. So shout out to you, Mom. Love you. She actually got to go to a book signing back in the 1990s, and she got some signatures from the amazing Diana Gabaldon. So she was able to get some autographed or signed copies of her books, and she started reading these a while back. My really good friend, a really dear friend, Shannon McFarlane, also, she loves these books. So she said that she has all the books, all the series, and thanks to them, I have copies of this book. My mother-in-law loaned me the books, and I have this copy thanks to my friend Shannon. So thank you so much, because she had an extra copy because her ex-husband at the time, well, now it's her ex-husband, but he got her the whole set of the Outlander series. So that was wonderful. It was one of the greatest gifts, she told me. So I'm really, really happy for her. And she was very, very happy with the series. And, you know, there's many people that have read the series. And she's got all the books up until the latest one, which will be book 9. But she's got them all. My mother-in-law, I think, has up till book 7. And I want to say she has book 8. But right now, I think she only has the 7 books. And as far as the Outlander series. And I'm going to be purchasing some of mine, but some of them have been loaned to me, so I don't know if I actually need to own my own copy, but we'll see. But anyway, for now, I have book 6, and I'm really, really, really excited to be diving into this book, which is the Outlander series. So let me go ahead and read the back of it. Compulsively readable. Readers will find every expectation fulfilled in the 6th book of the popular Outlander series book list. And that's what they said. So let me read you the back of this book. It is 1772, the eve of the American Revolution, and the long fuse of rebellion has already been lit. Governor Josiah Martin calls upon Jamie Fraser, who is the main character, one of the main characters, to unite the backcountry and safeguard the colony for king and crown. But there is one problem. Jamie Fraser's wife, Claire, is a time traveler, as are his daughter and son-in-law. And Jamie knows that 3 years hence, the shot heard round the world will be fired, and the end of it all will be independence, with those loyal to the king either dead or in exile. Beyond everything else, though, looms the threat of a tiny clipping from the Wilmington Gazette dated 1776, which reports the destruction of the house on Fraser's Ridge and the death by fire of James Fraser and all his family. For once, Jamie Fraser hopes the time travelers in his family are wrong about the future, but only time will tell. So, if you're following the books, I don't want to give any spoilers, and you watch the series, yes, they do take away some of it is changed, but for the most part, they're staying true to the story that Diana Gabaldon created. You will want to be on book 6, because book 6 already covered some of the 4th season, but it's also covering the rest of the 5th season coming up. So you do need to make sure. I hope you read the series in its entirety. But if you just want to know what the current season, if you just started watching Outlander due to the series, make sure that you read the complete 6th book, because that way you can keep, you know, details of what the show of what will be perhaps happening in the show. But for me, everything's about the books. I started watching the series first, but I since then been reading the books, and I've been catching up, and I know it doesn't allow very much time, especially with the schedule I have. But I find that, you know, now that I'm on the 6th book, and I'm really happy to say that I am, I'm becoming more aware of the storylines and the characters and all of that. And, you know, you're able to understand a lot of what's going on in the series as well. So I hope you'll check out the Diana Gabaldon's collection. Like I said, she is a best-selling author. She started this amazing, you know, book, and it's just, you know, it's just fascinating to read about her and you know, what she created. It's just amazing to me. She is, let me see if I can find, about Diana. Diana J. Gabaldon is an American author known for the Outlander series of novels. Her books merge multiple genres, featuring elements of historical fiction, romance, mystery, adventure, and science fiction fantasy. A television adaptation of the Outlander novels premiered on Starz in 2014. So, she's published Outlander back in 1991. So, it started all in 1991, and the show, the series, barely started in 20, as it says here, in 2014. So, that's quite a bit of a change. But if you want to read more about Diana, go to dianagabaldon.com and check out her website. And she spells her name Gabaldon. And from what I hear, she started off as a marine biologist. And then you can read more about her and her books. And if you already know about her, well, you know, continue to enjoy her books and whatever else she may bring to the table. So, like I said, I just wanted to take this time to recommend this book or her books. And I've spoken quite a bit about Diana Gabaldon. And especially today, this Friday, I highly recommend the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon. And we'll be right back with another book recommendation. And now we're back to The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM presents The Coffee Chronicles, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. And today I'm also going to talk about Leanne Moriarty. I mentioned her quite a bit as well on my show, as well as Diana Gabaldon. And I'm going to speak about her and her book, Big Little Lies, which I've mentioned before, but I wanted to recommend it once again and talk a bit about Leanne Moriarty. This is my other book for today on this Friday. I'm recommending books, and that's my other recommendation. And then I'm going to have the third recommendation for you all today. But for today, Leanne Moriarty is an Australian author. She has written 8 novels, including the New York Times bestseller, Big Little Lies, which was adapted into a television series for HBO. Now, if you want to find out more about Leanne Moriarty, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing her name, you go to Leanne Moriarty, and that's LianneMoriarty.com.au, because she's from Australia. Her latest book is 9 Perfect Strangers. She has sold 14 million copies worldwide. And let's go into her books. Okay, her books are 3 Wishes, The Last Anniversary, The Hypnotist Love Story, What Alice Forgot. Excuse me. What Alice Forgot, The Husband's Secret, Big Little Lies, Truly Madly Guilty, and Nine Perfect Strangers. I first read Truly Madly Guilty. That was the first book. My mother-in-law had it, and I read it. And then I went into Big Little Lies, which I love. And I have read What Alice Forgot, The Husband's Secret. And now, and the last book I read of hers is Nine Perfect Strangers. So I read quite a bit of her books. But Big Little Lies, let me go ahead and read you the back. Sometimes it's the little lies that turn out to be the most lethal. A murder, a tragic accident, or just parents behaving badly. What's indisputable is that someone is dead. Madeline is a force to be reckoned with. She's funny, biting, and passionate. She remembers everything and forgives no one. Celeste is a kind, a beautiful woman who makes the world stop and stare, but she is paying a price for the illusion of perfection. New to town, single mom Jane is so young that another mother mistakes her for a nanny. She comes with a mysterious past and a sadness beyond her years. These three women are at a different crossroads, but they will all wind up in the same shocking place. Big Little Lies is a brilliant take on ex-husbands and second wives, mothers and daughters, schoolyard scandal, and the dangerous little lies we tell ourselves just to survive. Now, this book, Oprah.com described it as, if you're looking for a novel that will turn you into a compulsive book finisher, look no further. Reader's Guide is inside of this book, which is neat. I have the physical copy. And Stephen King said, a hell of a good book, funny and scary. And it also became a major HBO limited series. And it's available for streaming. They made 2 seasons of it thus far. I don't know if they'll have a third. But basically, if you're not familiar with the series... I would check out the book, Big Little Lies. There are, of course, differences in some of the characters, but the three main characters remain the same, which is Madeline, Celeste, and Jane. However, the story is in Australia in the book, or the setting, and in the HBO series, it's not in Australia. That's all I will say or give away. And... back to the Daily with Sil Stein presents, also, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles here on Anchor FM. Sorry, I got interrupted because anytime the phone rings, I'm doing the recording through my phone, it stops the recording. So my apologies. So what I was saying is what I love about this story is that the series was created by David E. Kelly, who has worked with so many shows such as Picket Fences. He's done so many shows. Let me look up, he's written quite a few shows, more than quite a few shows. He's an American television writer, producer, and former attorney. And he's written such shows as Ally McBeal, which is one of the big ones. I love that show. The Practice, Big Sky, Picket Fences, among others. And of course, his other role is that he's been married to Michelle Pfeiffer since 1993. But he's just a great writer, you know. And he took on the role to work with Leanne Moriarty on Big Little Lies, and they developed the first season, and then they made part two, and then the part two. Which is a shorter, it's like an extension of Big Little Lies. Meryl Streep debuts as the mother of one of the characters. So you'll have to watch and or read the book, watch the series, and learn more. But Big Little Lies is just an amazing story. If please check out, I don't know if it's Leanne or Lion Moriarty. I just know it's spelled LianeMoriarty. And I love her books. And she's a New York Times bestselling author of The Husband's Secret. Visit the author online at LianeMoriarty.com. So I hope you'll check out her books. And I'll be right back to recommend another more books. And then I'll do the wrap up. So we'll be right back. And thank you for joining me again for the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM presents the Coffee Chronicles. We'll be right back. Back to the Daily with Sil Stein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles through Anchor FM. So I'm still enjoying my coffee of the Coffee Chronicles. I'm very, very happy. And I wanted to recommend the books by author Kate Marie. Let's go into Kate Marie's website. If you want to check out the books or her blog, go to Kate Marie. CaitMarieH.com. So let's go into her books. Okay. Kate Marie has several books out, but I think one is missing here. She hasn't put it in here, or maybe I'll go back and read that. But she has a sample anthology that she took out first. It's called A Sample Anthology, edited by Charles Kelly. Fun Size, A Sample Anthology. Okay. Then she came out with her first book, The Lost Legends, Book One of the Nearest. Then she took out her YA, The Last Summer. Then the next one was another anthology, Ephemera, Life Lessons Learned. And she's working on another one with, it's edited by Kate Marie, but she's working on another fellow writer. She's working on another part of Ephemera, Life Lessons Learned, or another anthology. Then The Lost Prince, which is the second book of her Nearest series. And her latest book has been The Final Chance, which is from the characters of The Last Summer. She says you don't have to read both books, The Last Summer or that one. You can read them standalone, but if you want to learn more about the characters, read The Last Summer, and then you'll find out more about The Final Chance. So I hope you'll check that out. And then, of course, she has another book, which is a holiday book with the characters of The Last Summer, called The First Holidays. So, Kate Marie is the creator and manager of Functionally Fictional. In 2019, she joined the indie staff of YA Books Central as a reviewer, and then indie co-manager in 2020. From 2017 to 2020, she held multiple positions within Coffeehouse Writers, including COO, editor, advertising supervisor, and writer. She graduated with honors in 2019 from Southern New Hampshire University with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, and she is currently enrolled in the MFA, Master of Fine Arts program. She lives in Indiana, and she also freelance edits and provides a variety of other author services. When she's not writing or reading, she can usually be found watching Disney movies, creating pages in her bullet journal, painting or singing show tunes to annoy her family and cats, I think she put there. So it's never annoying, Kate Marie. I totally can relate because I love Broadway and everything. And we had her on the show. You've met Kate Marie. You've known in the interview. She's discussed her books, her processes, her playlists, many different things. And we love to have her on. So can't wait to hear more. So I highly recommend all her books, but especially her latest books, which is The Final Chance. Just came out on January 20th, was released, and then The First Holiday with Kate, also by Kate Marie, and she wrote that during the holiday or before the holidays, and it was released then. So I hope that you all will check out her books. And also another thing about Kate Marie is that she created, you know, she's very, very talented, and she also did the covers for the Coffee House Writers, which is the community that I write for. I've mentioned that before. She created the covers for the Coffee House Writers anthologies, and that's where I'm my segue to introduce the other books I recommend today. This will be the last of the recommendations for today, Friday. If you have not checked out the anthology for Coffee House Writers, as I said, I write for coffeehousewriters.com. This has nothing to do with my coffee chronicles. The Coffee House Writers were created, it's a writing community created by the amazing Jess Knoppel. Shout out to her in 2017. And it's a writing community of amazing people. There's a lot of talented writers, content writers, editors, poetry mentors, advertisers, and so forth. And it's led by the amazing Jess Knoppel and her two co-captains, Donna Trovato and Alexandria Hoover. And there's so many people involved, but she was able to get out help us work on a anthology. And at the time, Kate Marie was part of that, so she was one of the editors, and she also created the book cover. So shout out to you, Kate Marie. But the Coffee House Writers Anthology, Volume 1, came out on December 8th, and that's poetry and nonfiction. So it's Coffee House Writers 2020 Anthology, Volume 1, and it's available through Kindle and paperback. And then we also have the Coffee House Writers 2020 Anthology, Volume 2, which is all fiction. So I hope you'll check out the two anthologies. And like I said, the Coffee House Writers is a writing community of people, and Jess Knoppel is the founder of Coffee House Writers. In May of 2017, when she was searching for a motivating and empowering writing community, in December of 2017, she incorporated Coffee House Writers as an LLC under the state of New Jersey. Jess Knoppel is very proud of the kind and welcoming writing community she has created and proficiently manages over 20 dedicated administrators and roughly 80 talented writers. And it's probably grown bigger now. At any given time, Jess is in school working towards her bachelor's degree in criminal justice and writes mainly nonfiction and poetry. She currently resides in New Jersey and enjoys mentoring others while helping them achieve their greatest potential. She enjoys spending time with her family and friends, caring for animals, researching criminal cases, taking self-defense classes, attending horror conventions, playing paintball, and spending time outdoors in the sun. Jess Knoppel is amazing. She's our lead, along with all the great other writers, talented writers, advertisers, and everyone at the coffeehousewriters.com. So I hope you'll check out the anthologies, and I hope you've enjoyed today's The Daily with Sol Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I hope you enjoyed the book recommendations. I hope you all have a fantastic Friday. And I look forward to doing my interview with chatting with the Constantines. I'm so excited to be on their show pretty soon. And I can't wait to share that interview as well. And also bring them on hopefully next week so they can talk on my show of The Daily with Sol Stein through Anchor FM. So be on the lookout for that. As far as the wrap-up, I'm just going to do it now. The wrap-up for me today will be that I am working on my latest book, Battered Mind. I'm updating my draft. I sent my other draft to my editor, but I'm sending her a new draft this upcoming week. And we're going to get started on the week of February 8th. I'm really excited to start working on this book. And I will give you updates as I go. But I'm sharing excerpts on Instagram with music on the reels, so any more updates, I will keep you posted. But thank you for joining me here on the Daily with Soul Stein through Anchor FM. I hope you have a fabulous Friday, because as I always say, because it all begins with coffee, books, and just have an amazing day. Thank you for joining me again. Thank you for the support of my podcast for the Daily with Soul Stein through Anchor FM. Have a blessed one.